Japan style.
Japan style.
The allure of yakitori.
焼き鳥の魅力。
Whenever I pass by Shibuya Station, Tokyo, the aroma of yakitori tickles my nostrils, and I think, ah, I want to eat that as I head home. The sizzling sound of yakitori cooking, the delicious scent of sauce caramelizing, and the smoke each element are irresistible to those who love yakitori.
渋谷駅、東京都の近くを通ると、いつも焼き鳥の香りに鼻孔をくすぐられ、ああ、食べたいと思いながら家路を急ぎます。焼き鳥がチリチリと焼ける音、タレが焦げる食欲をそそる匂い、煙、どれも焼き鳥好きな人にとってはたまらないものばかりです。
Near the shop's glass windows, there's a grilling table where artisan, sweating and with unwavering focus, continue to grill. You can witness this scene from outside. Inside the shop, men who have just finished work at the counter or tables, happily savoring yakitori skewers with a beer in hand. I can't help but feel tempted to wander into the shop and place an order for yakitori.
お店のガラス窓のそばに焼き台があり、そこで汗をかきながらニコリともせず真剣に焼き続ける職人さん。その様子は外からも見ることができます。中に入るとカウンターやテーブル席で仕事帰りの男性がビール片手に焼き鳥を幸せそうに頬張っています。思わずふらふらとお店に入って注文してしまいそうです。
For the Japanese, yakitori is a very familiar food.It's a simple dish where chicken is skewered, dipped in sauce, sprinkled with salt, and then grilled. Despite its simplicity, it's a gem loved by the common people. Whether purchased ready-made at supermarkets, convenience stores, or department store food sections, or enjoyed at restaurants, yakitori is widely available. It is also almost a given that you'll find yakitori on the menus of izakayas, Japanese pubs.
日本人にとって焼き鳥は極めて身近な食べ物です。鶏肉を串に刺して、タレにつけたり、塩を振ったりして焼く。ただそれだけのシンプルな料理ですが、庶民が愛してやまない一品です。スーパーやコンビニ、デパ地下などで出来合いを購入することもできますし、飲食店でも食べられます。居酒屋のメニューにもほとんどと言っていいほど登場するのではないでしょうか。
Even in yakitori specialty shops, their styles vary. Some are popular, crowd-filled places under the elevated railway where smoke billows, while others are stylish establishments with indirect lighting and jazz playing, suitable for a date. Additionally, Michelin-starred restaurants that cater to important guests are so popular that reservations are often hard to secure.
同じ焼き鳥専門店でも、そのスタイルは様々で、ガード下にあるような煙が。もうもうと立ち込める大衆的な店もあれば、間接照明がつき、ジャズが流れるようなデートに使える洒落た店もあります。また、大切なお客様を接待できるミシュランの星付き店などは予約が取れないほどの人気です。
Yakitori, fundamentally, refers to grilled chicken, but it's also sometimes called yakitori, skewered and grilled beef or pork matsu, offal.Additionally, in the Showa era, end of 1926 to the beginning of 1989, there were regions where wild birds like sparrows and quails were grilled and eaten as yakitori.
焼き鳥とは、基本的に鶏肉を焼いたものを言いますが、牛や豚の持つ内臓の串焼きも焼き鳥と呼ばれることもありますし、昭和1926末から1989発の頃までは、スズメやウズラといった野鳥を焼いたものを焼き鳥として食べていた地域もあります。
So, what can you eat at yakitori restaurants nowadays? For those who prefer a light taste, I recommend sasami. Sasami is a muscle inside the breast meat and lets enjoy lightly grilled, almost rare, with a touch of wasabi. It is low in fat rich in protein and soft and fluffy inside. A classic choice is, without a doubt,The Momo thigh. It's a big part of the base of the thigh to the top of the foot, providing a satisfying eating experience.
では、現在の焼き鳥屋では一体どのようなものが食べられているでしょうか。あっさりした味わいが好きな人には、ささみをおすすめします。ささみは、胸肉の内側にある筋肉で、軽く焼き、 半生の状態でわさびをつけていただきましょう。脂肪分が少なく、タンパク質が豊富、中はふんわり柔らかです。定番は何と言っても桃。桃の付け根から足先にかけての大きな部位で、食べ応え満点です。
The term for the heart is called hatsu, offering a refined umami and a pleasing firmness. The liver boasts a smooth and sticky texture, a treasure trove of iron. Enjoy its rich flavor. Tsunagimo, the gizzard, is the outer muscle of the stomach, providing a pushback-like texture and rich in calcium. Minced meatballs made from thigh, breast, neck, and so on are often called tsukune in many places. In the renowned yakitori restaurant Isahiro in Kyobashi, Tokyo, they craft their meatballs without using any binder, adding accents with hemp seeds and salt.
心臓は hatsu と呼び、上品な旨味とプリッとした歯ごたえがあります。レバー、肝臓は滑らかなねっとりした口当たりで、鉄分の宝庫。コクのある味わいを召し上がれ。つなぎもは胃袋の外側の筋肉で、カルシウムが豊富で、押し返すような食感を味わえます。もも、胸、首などをミンチにして丸めた肉団子は、多くの店では、つくねと呼ばれます。京橋、東京都にある焼き鳥の名店、伊勢広では、団子につなぎを一切使わず、麻の実と塩でアクセントをつけています。
Teba or chicken wings are typically skewered with bones intact from the tip of the wing to the elbow. The crispy skin is savory. It is also fun to remove the chicken wings from the skewer by hand and enjoy them while squeezing the remaining meat on the bone with your teeth. The kawa or skin is rich in collagen, spreading a juicy and flavorful fat throughout the mouth. Consuming an entire chicken from head to toe, leaving nothing to waste, is a dining approach perfectly suited to the times.
Teba は翼の先端から肘にかけての部位で骨付きのまま串に刺してあるのが一般的。カリッと焼いた皮が香ばしく、手で外して骨に残った肉を歯でしごきながらいただくのも一興です。皮にはコラーゲンがたっぷり。口の中にじゅわっと旨味のある油が広がります。こうして一羽丸ごと頭から足指の先まで余すところなく使い切るなんて時代にぴったりの食べ方ですね。
In yakitori, what matters most are the chicken ingredients, the taste, and the skill. The craftsmen carefully select the ingredients, disassemble the chicken, meticulously prepare, skewer the meat, and expertly grill it with refined skills. Even though it may look the same, the grilling method varies depending on the part. There is no gap in the way the artisans keep the charcoal hot and grill the meat in a short time to keep the juices flowing and the meat crispy.Seasoning is salt or tare, sauce. They also add a touch to improve the taste. The tare, based on soy sauce, mirin, and sugar, has a unique flavor at each establishment.
焼き鳥で大切なのは、素材である鶏そのものと味、技術です。食材を選んでさばき、入念な仕込みをして、串を打ち、熟練した技術で焼く。同じように見えても、焼き方は部位によって異なり、炭を高温に保ちながら短時間で焼き上げ、肉汁を逃さずパリッと焼き上げる職人の姿には隙がありません。味付けは塩かタレ。塩にも工夫が施されていて、醤油、みりん、砂糖がベースのタレは店ごとに独自の味わいがあります。
Chickens first appeared in Japanese literature in the Kojiki with the legend of Amano Iwato.Chickens were believed to possess the power to summon the sun god with their crowing, and they were revered as messengers of the gods. Consequently, when people referred to eating tori bird, it mainly meant wild birds.
鶏が日本の文献に登場したのは、古事記の天岩戸伝説が最初です。鶏の鳴き声が太陽神を呼び出す力があると考えられ、神の使いとして神聖視されていました。そのため、食べる鳥といえば、主に野鳥を指しました。
In 1871, when meat consumption was lifted, chicken meat began to permeate daily life alongside beef. However, at that time, chicken meat was more expensive than beef. When Torinabe Chicken Hot Pot started being served at high-end traditional Japanese restaurants, the unused chicken scraps and innards began to be grilled on skewers and enjoyed at food stalls as yakitori. And when those became insufficient, beef and pork offal, innards, were also skewered and served. In the 1960s, the broiler, a breed that could be efficiently raised in about 50 days, allowing for mass production, became widespread, leading to the rapid expansion of yakitori.
1871年に肉食が解禁されると、牛とともに鶏の食肉も生活に浸透していきます。ただ、当時は鶏肉の方が牛肉よりも高価でした。高級料亭で鶏鍋が出されるようになると、鍋には使われない、葉肉や内臓が屋台などで焼き鳥として食べられるようになりました。そしてそれらが足りなくなると、今度は牛や豚の持つ内臓も串に刺して出すようになりました。1960年代に約50日という短期間で効率的に飼育でき、大量生産が可能なブロイラーが普及し、焼き鳥が一気に広がります。
Now, there are yakitori restaurants that have become very popular by emphasizing freshness, while others are renowned for using domestic brand chickens or locally produced poultry. Generally, commercializing cuts that haven't been commonly consumed before or offering poultry from rare and valuable brands satisfies customers' curiosity and fulfills their desire for knowledge. The omakase courses offered by high-end establishments are meticulously designed to allow for rhythmic consumption, interspersing items like grilled vegetables. In addition to yakitori, there is also a rich variety of chicken dishes, adding another layer of enjoyment to the experience.
今、鮮度にこだわったブロイラーを使って大人気となっている焼き鳥店もあれば、国産銘柄鶏や地鶏を使う有名店もあります。一般的には、今まで食べられてこなかった部位を商品化したり、希少価値のあるブランド鶏の提供は、お客の好奇心を満足させ、知識欲も満たします。高級店の提供するおまかせコースは、間に野菜焼きなどを挟みながら、リズムよく食べられるように計算し尽くされています。串焼き以外の鶏料理も豊富で、それも楽しみの一つ。
Yakitori is a dish that shows Japanese attention to detail and aesthetics and contains the philosophy of the owner. Since we are here, let's enjoy the delicious food today, shall we?
焼き鳥には細部にわたる日本人のこだわりと美学が現れており、店主の哲学が込められています。せっかくですから、今日も美味しくいただいちゃいましょうか。